Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 14th of June of the year 2020, day 166 of this leap year. Happy birthday today to Che Guevara, Donald Trump, and Boy George, all of whom, believe it or not, some people find attractive. And in 1775, on this day, the US Army was first formed as the Continental Army, originally to fight the American Revolutionary War. The US Army now more likely to lose soldiers to suicide than enemies. Happy birthday to the US Army. Your guest today on the podcast is dilettante billionaire and professional cynic Aditi Mittal. Welcome back to the show, Aditi. It's been a long time since you've been on.
Thank you so much for having me, Alice. I'm so honored to know that I have a place in this alternate universe.
As always, on the weekend, we take a step back from the 3 a.m. messages from your sleazy ex that is the 24-hour news cycle to enjoy the refreshingly wholesome game of Sims that is the Weekend magazine. This Sunday, a guide to people and their germs brought to us by Aditi Mittal, but first, some feature sections we won't have time for. In the Sunday magazine today, a guide to guide dog fostering for people who want a dog, but just for now, including how to maximize the social media impact of your guide puppy and a loveometer to make sure that you're loving your dog enough that it won't be insecure, but not so much that you can't let it go help blind people when the time comes. Also in the Weekend magazine, a listicle of 8 trees that hate you and why, as well as a home mythology centerfold of a sexy mythological character to pin up on the wall of your garage. Educational and arousing, you'll get one of 4 of the hottest myths around, including sexy Pericles, Helen, and let me say it wasn't just her face that launched 1,000 ships if you know what I mean, and 2 more mystery myths to float your boat. As well as a feature for over 30s on how to cope with back pain on an existential level, when every injury might be just how your body is forever now. Aditi, what is your favourite myth, your sexy myth?
I guess my favourite sexy urban legend is the one where the phone call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, that's hot. Yep, you're right.
Right? I mean, imagine that Tinder date. Like, I'd be like, swipe left, and the physical distance is like, he's upstairs. On his phone. I think that's hot.
And that's all the time we have for the feature sections we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because money won't make you happy, but it will keep you busy buying shit. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by the accountancy edition of Half a Glass of Water. Hi, Josh. Yes, you, Josh. We're doing super personalized ads now. Are you a chartered private accountant embarking on a new phase in your career, figuring out how to deal with the moral complexities of your role as a handmaiden to the essential unfairnesses of capitalism? I know you are, and that's a hard way to be. I don't have the answers for you, but I do have a tip. If you're struggling with your career or your career prospects, try Half a Glass of Water. It won't make you feel better about the big stuff, but it will make you feel slightly better on a biomechanical level. And really, isn't that the most we can hope for? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Glurp. From the people who brought you Slurm and Flunch, The solution to eating for all people who do not mind getting their nutrients through the moderately consensual entry into your body of animated globs of patented semi-sentient slug matrix. Glurp is for the people who are like that, but have too much of a gag reflex to deal with the cold undulation of slurm or flunch as they make their way past your clenched teeth and into your digestive tract. Glurp guarantees a fully surprise entry into your digestive system without any of the struggle, revulsion, or occasional nightmare-inducing battles that were side effects of previous products. With the tactical introduction of learning algorithms into the hormonal web of the slurm recipe, Glurp will learn your habits, your likes and dislikes, and trick its way into your stomach via your mouth, nose, or other orifice when you least expect it. Glurp, the most disgusting way to eat.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And that's all the time we have for your ads now, because now it's time for your top feature section.
The last post.
Your top feature section of this week's Weekend Magazine is germs and the people who have them. Aditi Mittal, you're our top feature section correspondent. What's happening in the world of germs and the people who have them?
Alice, germs. A group that has attained a bump in social capital after being featured in the lead role in the movie adaptation of the best-selling novels Guns, Germs and Steals by Jared Diamond. A well-deserved breakout role for the germs after many years of struggling as squiggly lines in toilet cleaner commercials from the 80s. Alice, as this pandemic rages on, germophobes have found redemption and yet another way to make it about themselves. Hashtag all germophobes matter. Whether it was your roommate Stephanie in the second year of college who wiped every surface you touched in the common area muttering Wiccan spells not because she was racist, or your cousin Shaista who holds everything with just the tip of her fingers when she eats and you spend the whole meal worrying that the food is going to fall back into the plate. Whether it's that girl at work who used to have hand sanitizer dangling from the side of her bag like a lucky charm, but you never saw her use it even once. Now she wears it like a pendant. You are redeemed. Alice, as someone who is from India, it is such an honor to be able to speak about India in the comedy world without being said, hey, why isn't Hasan Minhaj doing this? Don't worry, we prefer him even here. Now, post-COVID socializing is going to be interesting. Here are some ways to avoid being disgusted by people. Number one, be disgusting. As someone who's been disgusting for 34 years now, I can personally guarantee that nothing makes you forget about other people being disgusting when you're the disgusting one. It's not difficult to look disgusting after being in lockdown for 2.5 months without any sun. Mole people do not look like whole people. Number two, the dab. I personally recommend doing the dab as a cool and fun new greeting with your friends. It also follows one of the basic tenets of corona prevention, that it looks like you're sneezing into your arm. And it is banned in Saudi Arabia, much like a lot of other fun things. Number three, namaste. Now, it is a great moment of national pride as an Indian for me to introduce to the posters the concept of namaste. Unless Hasan Minhaj has already done that as well. It's a traditional Indian greeting which was taught to me by a white lady doing yoga. Shout out to yoga for being the one thing that's preventing white women from going full Amy Cooper on the world. Namaste, Trisha told me, means the divine in me respectfully recognizes the divine in you. And oh damn, ma'am, you have misrecognized. There is no divine in here. In fact, this is an entirely divinity-free zone. I cannot account for my permanent temptation to sell you something cheap from here at an exorbitant markup. I'm not divine, Trisha. With the namaste, there's no physical contact. It's like acknowledgement at 6 feet. And I think that's beautiful. Though speaking of acknowledgement from far away. Number four, call each other. Remember those good old days when we used to call each other on the phone and chat up for hours? Me neither. It's usually a pain in the ass trying to find phone reception in different parts of the house. And so I end up using my cell phone like a landline. What's really the point of it if I have to miss half the exciting details of the Zoom call you had with your colleagues while we sound like we're talking to each other from underwater? Send me a screenshot and a text. I'll believe you. And those, Alice, were the four ways to avoid being disgusted by people that I had for the germophobes. As I said, hashtag all germophobes matter.
Well, thank you so much for the top feature section for today, Aditi. But that's all we have time for, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear editor, that's not me, but hello. Is it true that the Last Post 10-year anniversary podcast will feature an appearance by famed recluse Dancy Lagarde? My sources tell me that Dancy is contractually obliged to do press promoting their upcoming feature film about a half vampire, half glass of water, but wanted to choose a medium in which their face would not be revealed. Respectfully, a different Chris. Thank you for your letter, Chris. I cannot confirm or deny rumours about Dancy Lagarde appearing on this podcast. What I can say is that with the rumours of a glitch in the space-time continuum that has perhaps given us some access to an alternate universe, there may be some guests coming up from other heres. That's all I'm allowed to say for legal reasons, but thank you for writing in to us. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. Your guest today on the podcast was dilettante Aditi Mittal. Aditi, have you got anything to plug?
I've heard you ask this question before to a lot of guests, and I've always had just really weird, pervy answers in my head about plugging things. And so I would say follow me on social media at Arai Aditi on Twitter and at Adi Mitzi on Instagram. And that's all I have to plug as of now.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.